When you think Team USA basketball, you think Nike. Well, here launching in Rockefeller Center with me now is the brand president of Nike, Carly Denson. A big deal going into the 2008 Summer Games. What does it mean for Nike to be in China and supporting Team USA basketball?
Well, for us, the Beijing Olympics is something we've been working on for 4 years.
Yes.
And I think this story, this U.S. basketball team story, is going to be one of the biggest stories in China. These guys are going to play as a team, and they are committed to going after that gold medal.
And, of course, they take on China in the first round, so it should be interesting. What? Tell me a bit about the structure of Nike and the Olympics. I mean, unparalleled what you've done before, creating footwear, apparel across so many different sports this year. But what is the structure of your deal? How's it different this year than in previous years?
Well, this year it's a little bit different because we're sponsoring 22 out of the 28 Chinese federations. And we have actually created new products for all 28 sports, including BMX. In Beijing. So it's a little bit different than it has been in the past. And then we have some of our traditional relationships with, like, U.S. Basketball, U.S. Track and Field, the Russian Track and Field Federation, and things like that. So, but we've worked with over 3,000 athletes in preparation for the game. So it's a great opportunity for us.
You know, when we spoke a few months ago, you talked about how important China is in terms of the amount of revenue it brings in for Nike. What are your plans in terms of Nike staying in China post the Olympic Games?
Yeah, it's something that we've committed to ever since that Beijing was awarded the game. China, we've been in China for over 30 years as a manufacturing partner and a commercial partner. And one of the things, China represents our second largest country in the world today. It's our fastest growing market. And we expect that to continue after Beijing. And we're staying committed to our relationship with the Chinese consumer.
A lot of people out there are calling this the next dream team after the disappointment in 2004. What does it mean in terms of Nike revenue, sponsorship, the tie-up if they don't win versus if they win? Does selling all of the apparel depend on a gold medal this summer?
Well, winning always helps.
Right.
And certainly this team is committed to that, from Jerry Colangelo, Coach K,
yep.
You know, all the way down to all the players. So I've never seen a group of talent, this type of talent, this committed to something. It's just been amazing so far. So, but I think it's win or lose, it's going to be a great story. But I wouldn't bet against them.
What were the biggest challenges for Nike going into this massive sponsorship of the Summer Games in China, the biggest hurdles that you guys had to overcome?
Well, I think we didn't really look at it as hurdles, but I think the biggest opportunity was to introduce new products in 28 different sports. I think this represents our biggest series of innovations or innovation launches in the history of the company at any single event. And we've had our very large design team working for several years in anticipation of this. And so, you know, you'll see the lightest basketball shoe ever made, the lightest track spike ever made. The uniforms that all the athletes will be wearing will be considerably lighter than what has ever been worn before. So for us, it's what we do and it's what we enjoy, and we're really looking forward to it.